Hi there, Richard Herring here from Rahulastapa. Very pleased to be supporting the Acast Daycast, and not just because it rhymes, because it's an important message. Follow that government advice and stay inside as much as you can. Please stay safe during this weird and confusing and upsetting time. And while you're staying at home, why not listen to even more podcasts? I would love to recommend to you Drunk Women Solving Crime. It's like a party in your house. You're going to enjoy it. And please do stay safe. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens Live, Quarantine Edition. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben!
Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Nothing, just feeling my breasts get larger with each passing hour, everybody. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday night, suckers.
Happy Friday night. It's a wonderful feeling your breasts get larger and larger, isn't it?
It is. It's like I'm, you know, when women get they're not pregnant, but they really want to be pregnant so bad that their body starts changing like they are pregnant. I think that's what's happening to me. I forget what it's called. It's like psychosomatic pregnancy or some shit. Not really sure what it's called.
I know for men, there's a sympathy pregnancy, and I feel like I'm, you know, for someone who doesn't really like kids, I feel like I'm often having a sympathy pregnancy. I'm a very sympathetic pregnant man.
Yeah, you're very sympathetic with your pregnancy. Yeah, I'm ready to feed some children. A couple of things, guys. Welcome to Real Housewives of New York Live. I did Kate Casey's podcast this week called Reality Life, and it's super fun. It came out today, so go listen to that. We love Kate Casey here on this podcast, okay? That's it. Don't even argue with me about it. And the other thing is that today, we are going to announce the winner of, we're going to announce two winners of the Roomba from our Roomba competition.
Whoa, I forgot that we get to do two winners. Is that true? Two winners?
We're going
to
do two, you guys. We begged.
Oh,
we
my
said
God.
These people have worked their asses off.
Wow. Wow, that's really exciting. My other announcement is that I bit my lip and I have a canker sore now. And so it's hard for me to smile without being in searing pain. So if you're watching this and being like, Ben looks awfully grumpy, just know it's more I'm trying to avoid the sweet, sweet pain of a canker sore.
Ben is just making excuses for his latest STD today on today's.
You already lost four viewers. This is, everything's going downhill.
Don't look at the viewer count. Oh my God, you'll totally, don't do it. You'll start cutting yourself. Okay, everybody. So these are not the winners. These are some runner-ups because we thought so many of these were hilarious. We each have a winner, so I'm just going to go through some runner-ups. Ben,
and just as a reminder, for people who don't know what we're talking about, we are giving away an iRobot Roomba i7. And we told people, if you had an iRobot, what would your iRobot's housewife tagline be? And so a bunch of people, like a ton of people, entered in all sorts of fun and creative things. Some did videos, some did drawings, all this stuff. And it was really, really hard to pick. I'm really still not even sure which is my favorite just as of yet, but I narrowed down, we both narrowed down some finalists for this occasion.
Yeah, I have mine. But okay. These are the runner-ups. They're just so funny. Okay, so this is from Justice for Janet. Why use a square vacuum when you can use a round vacuum? Roomba Luann.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of our listeners, CMPDX, did a whole bunch of variations on already existing housewives taglines. For instance, there's a Kim Richards one that says, "Life is a journey, and I'm mapping my way around furniture every day." Which I actually imagine Kim Richards doing, just sort of like walking around tables and chairs and being like, "Oh, okay, this is how the living room looks."
This one is from Josie Darling, and it says, "I don't spread the dirt, I suck it."
I enjoyed this one. That was from, let's see who this is. Planet Mel MC says, "I clean up the mess before they can sweep it under the rug." Like, there's good wordplay in that one.
This one is from Aloha Candy. "Don't stand in my way unless you need a storyline about being a victim."
Yeah. I really like this one by Tattooed Foodie Lady. "Life can be messy, but I always make it nice."
This one has really good art. I'm going to try and show it to you guys if you can.
Oh,
see
I love the art on that
the
one.
The art is so cool on this. "I may be the queen of clean, but I have a dirty mind."
Here's another one from CMPDX. It's in honor of Jules Weinstein. "A vacuum cleaner and a sexy robot walk into a bar. Then they had me."
Okay. And then I'm going to give my winner. Well, here, I'll do two more before I do a winner. This is from Shishashena. "Don't call me messy. I'd never sweep anything under the rug." A lot of good sweeping under the rugs.
That's a great, yeah, that one was really good.
And then I like this one, too, from Bayou City Kitty. "Trash me all you want. I'll literally eat it." I'm sorry.
I also liked this one, too. "I came here to clean house, and I've got dirt on everyone."
Okay, now for my winner. Dun, 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 dun. This comes from Rebecca M. _. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow.
And she took Leah from Real Housewives of New York, and she put a Roomba on her face.
Yes, I like that Photoshop work.
And it says, "I may float like a butterfly, but I suck like a bitch." And I love that. I don't know that iRobot will ever be able to use that kind of language in their advertising, but I think that's fucking hilarious. So congratulations, Rebecca M. We will be direct messaging you to get your address, darling.
And then here's one last runner-up from me, because I almost forgot about it. I really like this one. This one almost won. "Don't mess with the Roomba unless you want the dirt." I like that. But you know what? The one that actually made me laugh the most, because it was actually so kind of ridiculous, but exactly the kind of deluded thing that a real housewife would say, came from "I'm not Tina Fey." Is it maybe Tina Fey saying she's not Tina Fey? But "I'm not Tina Fey" with "Who needs a catwalk when the floor is your runway?"
Yeah, excellent.
I just love the idea of a Roomba thinking it's walking in a fashion show as it's cleaning up the dirt. Like, that idea, that concept just made me laugh so hard. So congratulations, right. I'm not Tina Fey.
Congratulations, and sorry to the people that didn't win. I know that sucks. Ben picked these, so hate Ben.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Ben's asshole in this group.
I mean, that's true.
But yeah, thank you for entering. There were so many funny ones to read. And if you guys want to read them all and see all of the entries, you could just do a hashtag WWC Roomba. And thank you to Roomba, Obvi. Thanks.
Yeah, iRobot, you guys are awesome. And we hope you guys love your adorable new family additions, because we know we love ours.
Yes, we sure do. All right, let's get on the show. Let's get on with the show, Ben.
Yeah, let's get on. So Real Housewives of New York, big episode. This episode was like full of throwbacks. We had the return of Jacques. We had the return of Chanel from Princess's Long Island. We had the return of alcohol in Luann's system. It's just so many great throwbacks.
I know, and I think the best thing here was just pretending that Luann hasn't had a drink. I mean, that's the funniest fucking thing. And you got to say, all these women, you got to see that all these women really are friends at the end of the day, that they're not just completely outing her. They're like, what's it like? What's it like? You love a drink? You love a drink, honey? She's been drinking this whole time and everybody knows it. You all cut it.
Yeah, they helped her transition it back into non-sobriety very nicely. They were very gracious about it. So the episode opens up and at Tavern on the Green, and Luann is walking in, as she normally does, with that sort of like confident stride and sort of shaking her hair a little bit like, oh, this is my iconic hair.
I'm wearing roller skate wheels on my neck. So there's that, Tavern on the Green. What is she wearing?
She looks like I'll see Rick Moranis come and throw himself at a window, but until then I'll just have to settle with Jacques.
She looks like she's going through a car wash. Like, I don't even know what those what that necklace is with those big wheels on it. You know the wheels that like come up your front window at some point in the car wash and start blowing air on it?
The least interesting part of the car wash, if you ask me. I mean, how do you follow up? You have all the Tina Turner dresses, you have the back and forth, the flappers and everything, and then comes a wheel, and the wheel's supposed to be our grand finale. I hate that. Give us more flapping at the end.
So, yeah, she goes to Tavern on the Green, and, you know, that's an institution or whatever. Here's my issue with Tavern on the Green. The waiters are trying too hard to sell you on Tavern on the Green, and they're always like this. It's not just on today's episode. This was a real fucking waiter at Tavern on the Green, and you could tell, because this is how she was. She's like, oh, hello. Well, this is our beautiful courtyard, and this is a beautiful table for you. Fuck off. How about I be the judge of that? Fucking tell me how beautiful it is. I'm about to pay $100 for a fucking ham sandwich.
It was very malarkey. That's exactly what Brian Malarkey does. You're about to have something really delicious. Also, thanks for pointing out the novelty of having a garden or an outdoor part of outdoor seating Tavern on the Green. Like, hello, we've been to restaurants before.
Yeah.
So Lou takes a seat, and then in walks Jacques, which we haven't seen in a long time. So there's a lot of like, oh, bonjour, Luann. Ouais, Jacques. Ça va, Jacques. I speak French. Jacques.
Fair is Jacques.
Yeah.
Fair is sister. She's like, c'est là. And he's like, Marie. Super well. I'm doing super well. Like French Balky. She's so cute and sweet. And I could totally understand why she cheated on him, too. Isn't he so cheatable, honorable? Like, I wanted to cheat on him.
Well, because he's got like a David Schwimmer kind of energy about him. And I feel like David Schwimmer probably gets cheated on a lot. At least Ross on Friends does. Maybe real life David Schwimmer doesn't. But like Ross on Friends definitely gets cheated on.
I want to cheat on anybody who starts comedy. anybody who's like, oh, I'm getting married, so I'm starting comedy. Eh? No, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had not a great reaction to the idea of a middle-aged businessman deciding he's going into comedy. Did not put me at ease.
Yeah. So they're talking, and she's like, well, Jacques and I had been together for 4 years, and he came into my life just as my children were becoming teenagers, which you might remember from Victoria being drunk in the bushes long before I ever was, because wasn't that her big story?
Yes, Victoria, like, got wasted in the bushes in the Hamptons, you know?
Yeah, it's a family thing, girl.
And then we see this flashback of Jacques saying, two things that I know, I love New York, I love Luann, and the only two things I know, this is huge, Luann and New York, ça va bien, bonjour.
Did you hear when he made that noise? He went, I love Luann. And she's like, well, he's engaged now, and to see Jacques happy makes me happy. I mean, good for him. So she's telling him that her probation is over, and she's like, it feels good to finally move forward. Basically, I've been dealing with that for the past 2 years of my life. Can you imagine bothering somebody for 2 years like probation has bothered me?
I mean, can I have a glass with my dinner? I mean, it's been such a big part of my life. I don't know. Can I just reiterate how truly happy I am that you have a new fiance? I'm so happy. 30 to 40, negative thoughts, trying to push them out of my mind. I'm very happy for you, Jacques.
Well, does one glass of wine make me an alcoholic? No, but wearing roller skate wheels around your neck makes you an alcoholic, Luann. Okay, nobody's surprised that you want to drink. So she's like, Oh, go ahead.
Jacques is like, you are asking a wine merchant? That was comedy, eh?
A good glass of red wine if you can manage to have one, eh?
And she's like, not two. And he's like, one or none.
But I know how strong you are, Luann. Look at all you've done. There's the cabaret, which you don't really sing, but you know you do travel. And then there's the, well, you didn't really raise your children very much, but you have them.
You know, Luann, you have shown that you have great, great self-control. Like when you are in the arms of a pirate and did not have sex with the pirate in honor of me, that was such great self-control. Yes, yes, yes. Great self-control. I exhibit it all the time.
He's like, I know how strong you are. What you decide will be the plan, Luann. Because when you have a plan, you go through with the plan. The plan is AA. That's literally the plan. Okay?
literally the plan. All right, well, how's the comedy thing going? Now that you've got my hairstyle, I'm sure people are laughing quite a bit. Am I right?
She's like, well, I have a friend named Chanel who's got a podcast called Chanel in the City. So I thought, Jacques doing comedy. Let's do an anti-bullying, sorry, you were in prison campaign.
The thing that people love to laugh about are bullies and people trying to get their life back after prison. So, I mean, it's going to be a night of a million laughs and perhaps a little cabaret.
So she tells him about feeling Giovanni. She's like, you have to come do my cabaret, Jacques. I mean, Giovanni now. He's like, who's Giovanni, eh? Who's this Giovanni? And she's like, hold on, let me play it for you at this fancy restaurant. She whips out her phone.
Yeah. She's like, I can't believe you haven't heard of feeling Giovanni. I mean, it's the song of the summer. The summer rolls. You eat summer rolls and listen to it in my house. Go on, listen.
So over with Dorinda. Dorinda is walking through her old neighborhood like my meemaw. Like she's kind of like looking everything up and down. Her head's kind of twitching around. She's got her hands clasped in front of her. And her jacket's just over her shoulders and not her body. And I was like, uh-oh. Dorinda is spiraling the fuck out this season.
Yeah.
She's going crazy.
You know, I love a Dorinda strolling through the neighborhood scene. I mean, last year, her looking, going to the cheese shop and the florist was great. And now she's just like, there she is, my old townhouse. There she is. I'm like, you are pointing at a street lamp. I used to live at the top of that lamp. It was so bright. Let me tell you something.
I just feel like she's walking through that whole neighborhood, like handing butterscotch candies to people. You know, she's got them in her sweater and she's trying to entice people over to hear her terrible stories about her life.
And she's like quietly hoping to get credit for that fence that she put in or the gate. She's like, well, I can't believe it. I put in that gate and it's still good. Still got a good gate that I put in. Good gate over here. Good gate. Anyone? Anyone need a gate? Because I did this. This gate. I don't live here, but this is my, I put this in and it's standing. It's standing.
I don't suppose anyone's going to come out of this house and say, thank you, Dorinda.
I mean, a thank you would be nice after all these years. You know, Elton John even wrote a song about this gate. It's called I'm Still Standing.
So she goes to the townhouse and she's like, it's my old townhouse, it's amazing. And she's like looking kind of in the windows. And now I understand why Dorinda is so annoyed with houses falling apart. She was rich as fuck. That's crazy that she lived in that townhouse.
Yeah, seriously. And then she's like literally like she's like bowing down. Are you trying to fix your focus? I love your focus fixing technique. You just like put a piece of tinfoil in. She's like leaning over and she's like, is Len there? Is Len? I'm home. You just know like Len and his family are like hiding under the staircase. She's going to be gone soon.
She's back.
She's going to be gone soon.
That crazy lady with the butterscotch is back.
We got to take that gate down.
I love to visit my old house. Richard carried me through the front door of this place. Everyone from Mrs. Clinton to Desmond Tutu have walked through these doors.
Let me tell you something. We had everyone. We had Charlotte Ray. We had Dinah Manoff. We had Gary Coleman. We had Conrad Bain. Like everyone on NBC in 1985, they were here. They were here.
So then she goes to her old restaurant, Nello, which is also my cousin's old band name.
Nello? Was his band did his band name have a subtitle that also said Expressions of Excellence?
No, but every time they played a gig, Dorinda was like come up and tapping the mic going, "Hello, I'm the one who put this mic here. So if anyone wants to say thank you.
It still works. This microphone still works." So she goes into the Nello where she used to go in every week. And you know that every time she walked into that restaurant with Richard, you know she'd walk and go, "Nello, I'm here."
Nello,
get it? Yes, it's a good joke. It's a good. Hey, the fence still holding up over there, Nello.
So the owner, who's a John that Dorinda is nice to, which is a nice change. That's nice to see. Comes up and he's like, "Hello, welcome back to Nello." And she's like, "Look at me back home. Maybe they'll remember me. They recognize me on my 5th anniversary. Maybe the ringer gave me time. Oh God, the memories. Am I right?" And he's like, "I was about to go to lunch. I was literally touching your shoulder to move you out of the way of the front door. Thanks."
So Ramona, Sonia, and Elise show up. You know, by the way, poor Elise. She really, she has been like she is like in so many scenes and makes such a little impact. I mean, I like that they're not forcing her on us. They're not trying to make Elise a thing. But it is funny to me how little of an impact she seems to have. Except she has one singer a week.
Today I was reading Facebook, the news, in other words. Mm-hmm. And someone posted an old article about her from the New York Post. And she got in a bunch of trouble because she fired her nanny. Her nanny had to go to the doctor. Like, she had some medical issue. And she had to go to all these doctor's appointments. So Elise fired her. And all, like, this cleaning lady brigade showed up and protested her. The news came to cover it. And they claimed that she didn't fire her, but that the lady quit because they said she couldn't have off a weekend that she agreed to work, which was probably to get like surgery or some shit, you know. But she's apparently terrible. And then it went into her history, and like one of her husbands he was defrauded the company he worked for, and then the next one was a friend of a. I mean, the bitch has a shady life, is what I'm saying. I'll pull up
a
news article one day and read it, so that I'm not just going I'll read it properly one day. But yeah, she's shady, and I could definitely see why they wanted her on the show, but she's too quiet.
She's not. I think she's trying to rehab her image instead of leaning into it. And we want to see you be a shady person who fires cleaning people for trying to have surgery. Like, that's what we actually want to see. Yeah.
Like, literally right now, go fire a cleaning person on camera or go the fuck
fire
home.
Them.
Yeah.
Put it on IG stories and then add some fun emojis and like a GIF that's like.
Yeah.
So like a vacuum that goes across the IG story as you fire your cleaning lady.
I want to see you fire your cleaning lady. And then I want to see the protest because, you know, Carol Radziwill will be down there like, "I stand with the cleaning ladies."
Carol won't be standing there. She'll just be sitting on a surface that's a little higher than everyone else. "I'm the cool girl now."
Mike Bowman says, "Barbara built Elise."
So the girls come, and Ramona is seeing Dorinda basically spiral into Sonia levels of, you know, nostalgia. And Ramona's like, "Whoa, ever since Dorinda's been doing all these renovations in the Berkshires, it's really dredging up a lot of memories, okay? I mean, she's talking about Richard nonstop." I'm like, this is what Sonia's been doing for the past 5 years. Dorinda. You know?
Oh, yeah. Dorinda has been doing that, yeah.
"Every time I see a red balloon, I think of Richard. Every time I see a little pile of change, he loved change, I think of Richard." It's like,
So Sonia is shaking, and she's like pouring some drink in a glass. She's like, "Ugh." And they're like, "Why are you shaking, Sonia? What's wrong? Come on, Sonia. Jeez." She's like, I haven't eaten in 3 days. I'm going to fast."
Yeah, you know, I'm doing this liquid fast now because I want to put on my dress, and I broke the zipper, which may have something to do with the 5 pounds I gained, or the fact that the zipper was never really, you know, attached properly. Anyway, so I do this detox for 5 days. I just do liquids, soups, teas, an occasional snack bar, maybe an olive. I don't know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah. So Dorinda's like, oh, that fashion show, Sonya, that was incredible. Dorinda is so full of shit. You know, just if this was last season, Dorinda would have grabbed her by her ankles and just dragged her across the street, telling her what a loser she was with that fashion show. But now she needs an ally against Tinsley and possibly this new girl who she doesn't know yet. So she's being really nice. And Sonya's like, thank you, girls. Thank you. She's like, oh, and the way you diffused that thing with Leah, I mean, that was great. And she's like, well, look, all I was trying to say is Leah doesn't like to wear the sparkly things that cost money. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not saying anything mean. I'm just saying that she is poorer than we are. So I was just trying to give her something poor to wear. That's all.
Sonya, you do realize you're trying to eat the tablecloth now. Oh, no, no. Mm-hmm. I don't. No, I'm on a fast. That's I'm just like chewing, trying to understand what tactile things feel like again in my mouth. That's all.
So they get their food, and Sonya's just staring at the food, you know, drooling all over herself. And then, what's happened? Okay, Dorinda's so then like, we start talking about Tinsley again.
Yeah, because Dorinda's like, you know, I was talking to Leah, and she's actually a very interesting person. And then we see like a flashback of like Dorinda being like, hey, and Leah being like, hi. I'm like, yeah, she was so interesting.
So
I really loved her.
Fascinating,
you know? And, you know, here's the thing with Tinsley. You know, you ask her a question, and she doesn't give you an answer. You know what? It's like you say, she doesn't want to engage with us. I don't know why she doesn't want to engage. I mean, is it just because I yell at her and scream at her every time she tries to answer my questions? I don't know. I don't think that's a good excuse.
Yeah, Lisa's like, well, it could be your delivery. And she's like, my delivery is terrible anyway. Shut up, Elise. Who invited Elise? Who was Elise?
All right. Hey, Elise, there are a bunch of protesters out there. Why don't you go talk to them?
Yeah, quiet rap dress.
Yeah. So, So Dorinda now has this plan because she was talking to Leah, and Leah was like, I have no problems with Tinsley, and she's very open with me. So Dorinda is hoping that Leah will make Tinsley more comfortable enough or comfortable enough to be more forthright with what's going on in her life.
And we all know why she's really doing it. She's doing it to show Leah what an asshole Tinsley is, so Leah will hang out with her and not Tinsley, and they can finally get rid of Tinsley. Okay? You're pretty transparent, but I love it. I love the plan. Yeah. I think it's a great plan.
So now they are talking about Luann and like whether or not she's drinking it. Everyone's like, you know what? I think that she's taking it day by day. Okay? Like that show. Okay? And I like, you know, honestly, like, you know, honestly, she said, you know what? Every day, it's a new day. But right now, I feel better without drinking, okay? She said that, okay? The other thing she said is that she's miserable in her life and she always will be, okay? Her words, not mine, okay?
I love that Ramona just keeps taking things from AA and making it sound like it's just fun. Like, she's just going, you know, it's just one day at a time, okay? That's what she's doing. Yeah, because it's AA. That's what you do in AA, okay? But it doesn't mean, like, you're taking it one day at a time so that you can drink at lunch. That's not what it means.
You know what? She takes the good. She takes the bad. Check them both. There you have. That's it. That's all. I don't know where it goes from there. Okay. Ramona would just like lead you to the chorus and then just like stop.
Like, they say the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Okay. That's it.
Listen. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Okay.
So Elise is like, wait, so is she drinking or not? She's like, one day at a time, okay? She's like, so she's not planning on going long-term? When did this happen? And Ramona's like, you know what? Here's what I think. Long-term just sets you up for failure. Ramona, alcoholism is not Mario cheating on you, okay? Can we stop trying to, like, turn our own lives into Luann's alcoholism?
Because they're all high-functioning alcoholics, and if one of them has to become sober, then they know that they'll all have to become sober, so they just drag them all back down so they can all party and get drunk together.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Yeah. Crabs. The bucket of crabs.
Yeah, exactly.
Drunk crabs. The bucket of very drunk crabs.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, then Dorinda gets bored of talking about Luann drinking, and she just looks at Elise's plate of pasta. She goes, you know what? You had a whole plate of pasta, but then you didn't eat very much. That's why you're a size zero, and I'm a size six. I'm a full-figured lady, but if I, you know, if I stand next to John, I look like a toothpick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is a joke.
She's like, yeah, I'm so fat, that's why my boobs are out right now. And Rona's like, I was turned on by your breath. Was that embarrassing to you? Embarrassing you? Sorry.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
With an OwTV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Hi everyone, it's Dev off the radio here. We're doing a brand new podcast from Lucozade Sport called Running the Show.
And I'm Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. Yay. I'll be joining annoying slash being overly affectionate with Dev for the next 12 weeks as we both take up running for the first time. Make sure you join us on all your podcast providers to find out which one of us is killing the training and which one of us is hating every second. Probably me.
Happens commercial. So then we go over to Barty.
Dale and Tinsley are going to lunch at Barty, which is where Carl and Jules had lunch last week on Summerhouse.
And it's almost like Dale knows that poor people just ate there because she walks in and the floor is lit from underneath and she just looks at it and she's like, well, this looks nice, Tinsley.
I was so happy for the two gays at the standing table nearby who were watching and were like, oh my God, we've been waiting for an hour and a half to find out why there was a reality show crew set up for that table. Totally. And we got Roni. We got Roni, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. The gays on the walking tour struck gold, you know? So she said, I've never been here, Tinsley. And she's like, I walk past it a lot. And also there's like a farmer's market here or something. And I don't know, they sell farmers, which is weird. I didn't know you were allowed to still sell humans, but whatever cooking people do.
Herbs. I hear that poor people cook with herbs. Have you heard about herbs before?
So they talk about how Tinsley's dogs are like Dale's little grandchildren, and Tinsley's like, yeah, and you took them for me when I went to see Bruce for that second. She's like, speaking of Bruce, holy matrimony, am I right, Tins? Come on, you're marrying Bruce or not, Tim?
And she's like, no, Bruce and I are done. And Dale's like, oh, seriously? So, guess we're going to start that whole countdown to baby time. We're going to reset that clock, aren't we now? Aren't we now, Tinsley?
She's like, it was a mature ending. I mean, I don't hate him. He doesn't hate me. Burnt down his house. No longer has a car with a windshield. You know how it goes.
That's so funny. I never even got to meet the gentleman and show him about all the material wealth that our family still has and why he should treat you like a princess and give you a baby. I never got to show him that side of me.
She says she just went to Chicago. She wanted to date a dude in Chicago so she would bump into the coupon cabin guy. Listen, you want to really affect the coupon cabin guy? Start dating the heir to Valpax. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, get smarter here. This is not a location thing.
Find Mr. Retail Me Not. That'll piss him off, you know? And so she's basically saying, like, yeah, I mean, I think that, like, part of the attraction is just, like, you know, like, I mean, you know, just like, I don't know, it was like a jab at Scott or whatever. And Dale's face is like, she's trying to do this smile, like, I'm supporting my daughter. But she's like, so you wasted 4 months of precious baby-making time? Is that what I'm hearing? That womb ain't going to last forever, Tinsley? Oh, wow, I love this poor person restaurant so much.
Tinsley, I love when it turns fall, but not on your face, Tinsley. The leaves are turning brown, darling. Let's rewind back to spring and try and keep that man, shall we?
So Tinsley's like, you know, I think, like, one of the problems is, you know, he had, like, a family, and he just, like, wasn't making time for me. And Dale's like, well, you know, he just didn't need you and the complications of a girl who's never had children at all in his life. That's all. Oh, she's like, so you're saying I'm complicated? No, I'm just saying you never had a baby, so people don't know how to relate to you anymore. You're sort of like an alien now.
Listen, darling, women are like covers. When they're barren, it's very stressful. There's just so much to fill. Do you understand? It's like, Mom!
You ever go to the supermarket and say, look at that beautiful potted plant. I think I want it in my house. And you bring it to your house and you say, this is ridiculous and now I got to take care of it. What am I doing with it here? So you put it out on the curb and say, good luck, plant. You're the plant, okay? That's all. It's part of life.
So how did it feel walking down the runway again, Tinsley, after all those years? I said, look at you, Garo. She's been on the stage happy since she was a baby, which was so, so long ago when there was still prom. I love how your shawls had about as little promise as Tinsley. Well done, Sparrow.
All those years, years and years and years. I'm surprised you still knew how to walk one foot in front of the other. It's been so long since you've been on a runway. Anyway, we're having fun. Have some pizza. Have some pizza, Tinsley.
I know, they don't touch that pizza. And she's like, well, Mother, you know, the only thing that worries me is not having a baby. So it's basically, we're in the same place with Tinsley. She's like terrified of like popping out little raisins and dying. That's it.
Yeah, and Dale is like, I mean, Dale is such an amazing underminer. Like, she should teach master classes in this. She's just like, because Tinsley's like, you know what, Mom? I decided I'm not going to let anyone walk over me anymore. And Dale's like, all right, let me just put on my walking on Tinsley boots. Here we go. Hey, Tinsley, listen, I have all the trust and faith in everything in you that you can imagine. So much trust and faith. The only thing that worries me, and it does. Is the issue of a baby, simply because I feel like you would miss out, like so many other experiences in life that you've already sailed by. So that's all. I just don't want you to have a lifetime of regret, because I'm about to die, but you have got a solid 50 years ahead of you. God, I would hate for you to spend the whole second half of your life filled with regret. Tinsley, have some pizza.
So then we go to Englewood, New Jersey, and Sonia gets out of a car putting her boob away, which is always how Sonia gets out of a car. You know, it's always just shoving your boob back in your skirt, and she's wearing a wrap dress, which she's very uncomfortable in, and it's a callback to Barbara, and she just can't zip up her clothes anymore, so she's really uncomfortable trying to keep her dress tied, which I think is the first time that's ever happened to Sonia. I don't think anyone on this earth has ever seen Sonia try and keep a dress on.
Okay. No. Never. But she's like, I'm in Englewood. This is strange and scary. I don't know if I belong here.
Yeah. So she is going to visit these two phonies who are running the Sonia Morgan brand. Okay, I don't trust anybody who's like, we can go over your paperwork when you drive to Englewood.
It's called email. Okay.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, I actually don't feel like they're phonies, because if they were phonies, they'd be like, wow, this brand is taking off. You are selling out everywhere. Instead, he's like, okay, so there's a, like, so we had, in our first year, we had a, lost $5,000. In our second year, we lost $10,000. In our third year, we were going to quit, but you threw more money at it, and we lost all of that times five. And now, basically, this house is the last day I have it, because I'm losing that too. So we have to fix things here. She's like, great, great. That's the fashion industry for you.
Yeah, she's like, I know that you've lost money, because that's a part of the fashion industry. Okay, when someone is losing you a shit ton of money, and then you make them drive to Inglewood, you don't give them a cheese plate like that. It just doesn't happen. I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I don't even know that was real cheese.
And he's like, so basically over the past 6 years, we haven't sold one item more than 300 to 500 pieces worth. So, and she's like, well, how about the fashion show? I'm sure we sold plenty of stuff there. He's like, we didn't sell anything. She's like, okay, well, I see there's a baby on the ceiling, so I think that's my cue to go. He's like, you're on your cleanse again, aren't you? No, not at all. Just a baby on the ceiling. That's all.
So she says that she got a call from Century 21, which is badass. Now, I don't know what getting a call from Century 21 means, but...
Ma'am, your card has been declined. Well, I'll give you a dress. How about that? Can I pay for it with a dress? No, ma'am. I'm going to be in Century 21.
She says that they want to buy her collection, so we have to see what that's about, because I don't know, honestly. So then we get Leah on the phone with Rob. And she's like, I'll take the kid Friday, and then I'll bring her to you Saturday, and then maybe I have a date. I'm just kidding. I totally don't even have a date. I don't know why I said that. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Like, Rob and I never married, and, like, Kier says that Rob likes someone, and I don't know. I'm just, like, lonely and bored, and I want passion and romance. So I'm just going to sit here on my side and FaceTime and be all, like, blah to Rob.
Yeah, so basically she's like, what are we just never going to date again? Are we just never going to do this again? What are we just going to, I mean, come on. It's like, what are you just going to be church people being in church? I mean, I did go to church, and that fucking priest tried to hit on me when he said, how many sexual partners have I had? I mean.
Oh, so I told him. And he seemed to really like that a lot. My neck's hurting. I'm going to go. That was like the whole scene.
Yeah. She talks about how her mom still won't talk to her because she didn't fall off the wagon. She just decided to start drinking again responsibly, which.
Yeah. And I like that Leah's like, listen, we have to start dating. I mean, I think that's important for Kira to know that her parents can maintain healthy relationships, which we obviously can't do.
Yeah, which neither one of us can do. So now it's time for comedy night with Luann. So Luann goes over to this this place. I don't know if it's a comedy.
It's the place
club,
where Luke and Hannah went on their date. Because remember, they went down that slide also. So there was like a tinge of romance in the air.
Oh, okay. There you go. So if this is for stomp out bullying and for people who have been to prison.
Yes.
Let's face it, they had a very high chance of bullying people before they went to prison. And then let's face another fact that they probably got bullied a lot in prison. So I guess maybe they do kind of run together. But
the charities kind of tell a story when you put them together. So yeah. So Luann comes in, and it's hilarious because Luann is totally, you know, she is the quintessential cabaret star now. So she's walking through. She goes, oh, great room. Love this. Love this. Wow, I love it. It's so intimate. It reminds me of some of the venues I've played before. Hey, have you ever been to that one casino off the highway in rural Nebraska? Because I went there right up to Tito Jackson. Anyway, great room. Great room here.
So Chanel is there from Princess's Long Island, and she looks very different because she has weird hair now. But, you know, it's good to see Chanel again.
She's wearing a wig, I think. I think she's wearing a wig. Because she was Orthodox, I think. And, there are a lot of if I remember correctly, there are Orthodox.
She's not Orthodox. She's not Orthodox to the point where she's wearing a wig.
All I have to say, it was
Chanel,
very strange hearing
her
talk.
The lady in a bikini the whole season of Princess's Long Island. Come on.
She was on, she was on Orthodox Rumspringa for that show. That's my belief. The
really?
Point is this.
Is that true? Are you fucking with me?
I'm fucking with you. But here's the thing. It was very, it was hard to recognize her without her childhood bed behind her when she spoke. That was very weird.
I know. I'm just thinking of like good old Orthodox, you know, comedy night.
So Luann's like inspecting this room, like, oh, okay, well, this is a great room. And okay, so this is the stage. This is where Jacques has to do his comedy. Okay, it's sort of a small stage. I mean, don't mind me. I'm just a cabaret legend at this point. But don't mind me. Fine, put me on a tiny stage but there's barely enough room for a Frenchman to do a stand-up act about cheese. Oh, don't mind me.
So then Jacques comes in, and he just keeps making bullying jokes the whole time. He's like, oh, are you being bullied? Are you being bullied, stupid? Bullying.
Bully, eh? He's like, here's my fiance Paige. She has a Renee Zellweger face, and she's going to squint at you and make you feel jealous. Oh, look at this. I'm so happy for you, Paige. Look at, you're so tall and beautiful with squinty, judgy eyes. I'm very happy for you. Yes, Jacques, I'm very happy. Won't be driven to drink by this experience at all. Not at all.
So Chanel's like, okay, you know, here's your line, Luann. When she introduces Jacques, okay, Luann, when you introduce Jacques, you're going to say, and I never fucked the pirate. And then we see the clip. And that makes this whole episode worth it.
Yeah. And then you know, Chanel tells Jacques the line. I'm like, isn't this hilarious, Jacques? When he uses that line, it's so funny. So funny. He's like, no. Mais non. This is not funny.
Yeah, that time I was humiliated on national television and then dumped. Felt great. Thanks. Let's just keep doing that.
It's funny.
She goes, I'm surprised he doesn't find it funny. I mean, if I really fucked the pirate, would I be joking about it?
So then Ramona goes and gets into a car with Leah. She's like, hi, Leah. How are you? Do you have my coffee for me? I'm not the PA. Fine. Okay, I'll take it. Toil with no cream. Thank you. All right, don't talk to me. I'm the star.
It's like, well, you're what? I think I'm
good, but it's weird to be back in the city after being in the Hamptons, okay? It's weird. It's like fall is falling. Like, here I am back in the city because I also live in the Hamptons, okay, poor person? Anything you want to say? Too poor to talk? Okay, I'll just keep talking.
Okay, Lonnie, it sounds like you have something to say, so say it. She goes, fine. Well, I have a confession. I texted my mom. Whoa. That's crazy. I told you, don't text your mom, okay? Because you know what she wants? She wants the embrace of her daughter, who also is her best friend, okay? Because Avery, she doesn't even text me. You know what she does? She runs into my arms and says, you're my best friend and my favorite person ever. We're basically like sisters, okay?
And she's like, look, I know you said not to text, but I was just saying, like, maybe we could get together. She's like, no, you got to go in person. She's thinking back to the times you were terrible little pencil. Okay, Leah, two syllables, whatever, okay? Little Cotton, you were terrible, little Cotton, drinking too much, dropping out of school, you were taking it back. You got to do it in person, okay? And she's like, well, I just, it's like not drinking 9 years. It's like it helped us, but like then she disapproves me and it's like my achievements are being outweighed by my failures and I should not be judged by that. I should not be judged by my failures. Hi.
What?
It's called a fucking credit report, okay?
Yeah.
Welcome to the world. You're judged by your failures, okay? You want a fucking cookie for everything? Everyone gets a trophy? Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, Lilac? Let me tell you some truth, okay? She's afraid you're going to fail again, okay? Like, oh my goodness, my daughter's achieved so much. Like, look what she did. She started some clothing. She was in a nunnery, okay? And then she got to start some clothing, okay? She got into fashion. She met a guy named Mario and fell in love. And Mario loved her. And then Mario went crazy because he got old and he started dating someone else. And then we separated. And even though I still love Mario, I could never go back to being the same. What are we talking about again?
She's like, what is your mother's favorite flower? She says lilacs. And her mom goes, oh, you kidding me right now?
My mother's favorite flower was a lilac. Did your father throw a noodle at your head? Ever. Ever. Did he do that?
So Leo's like, well, at least we need, because at this point, Leo's now crying, of course. And she's like, well, at least we're seeing a comedy show. I need that after crying about my dad. I'm like, well, good luck on what you're about to go into. A comedy show headlined by Jacques. that'll fix everything.
Yeah. That's literally an Uber waiting outside driving you to drink. Okay.
Yeah.
So seriously. Everybody gets to the club and they're all kissing and everything. And Ramona's like, whoa, Luke, you ready for your comedy debut? It's nuts. It's going to be a comedy debut. And she's like, I'm not doing it, Ramona. It's Jacques. Jacques the one doing things. I'm just going to be sitting here at a table with my good friend Chanel.
Yes, I'm looking forward to having a few freebies from the brand, if you know what I'm saying. Whoa, you know that she's not Coco Chanel, right? What? Why did I sign on for this dumb thing? You know, it's like when you start dating Tom D'Agostino and he wasn't related to the supermarkets. God damn it, it happened again.
Please say it's not about Coco.
It's about Coco.
So Ramona's like, you know what? I have no expectations for tonight, okay? Podcasts have gotten very popular, but I literally don't have time to watch them or to listen. Or you don't watch podcasts, do you? You listen, right? You see? But they've gained major in popular. I was like, what? What are you? At that point, her senses are just barely are coming together as I stumble through my own sentence.
So Dorinda kisses Leah high. She's like, hey, look at you. You dressed up. This looks very nice on you, Miss Chanelly Nelly. And Leah's like, yeah, I don't always dress like a whore on 42nd Street. Okay. Just fucking sometimes.
Yeah. Dorinda's like, hey, Kinsley, you look very sad today. I have an idea. How about you, me, and Leah, we all have lunch together. It'll be so fun. And Kinsley's like, I guess. And Leah's like, it's kind of crazy that I'm supposed to be the voice of reason here. Like, I'm the mediator. I was literally in a convent, like, in like, modern times.
Yeah. So Jacques is talking to Ramona and he's like, Ramona, you ever bully anyone? Dare the truth, Ramona. She's, what's bully? That's when somebody like gives someone a compliment and offers to pay the cap. I mean, I haven't done that. And he's like, no, Ramona, no, bully. And then we see a clip, like a clip package of Ramona just being terrible over the years, like telling a taxi driver, oh, do you need the address again? Okay, do you have paper and a pencil? Because maybe you should write it down.
okay? So then maybe you won't have to ask me again what my address is. How about that? Okay, maybe write it down.
Hey, Bethany, at least I have friends and you have no friends. I mean, where are you with friends? You have no one in your life. You have Jason. You'll probably mess that up too, okay?
You look over your age and I look young for my age. Set, seven.
And that's how it stands. You are a bitch. I say that was so mean.
So then we cut back and Ramona goes, I don't think so.
You know what? If opening my house to a bunch of monsters who throw fire and torches around their backyard is bullying, then yes, I am a bully, okay?
So Jacques is like, and you, Dorinda, do you bully anybody? And Dorinda's like, yeah, I never bullied anybody. Cut to Dorinda. Why don't you quit getting vaginal rejuvenation and put an easy pass that vagina? This is the Holland Tunnel, bitch.
Hey, Luann, at least I didn't get a mugshot over it. I didn't went to jail. Alcoholic.
You're going to be late for the bus, because you can't be late for the bus, because you can't.
And then it comes back to Dorinda. These, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, with each one of these, it was like 2016, 2017. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, I was actually the person on the playground that would fight the bullies for the other people. And then I got called to the principal's office because I was fighting the bullies.
Yeah. I remember when in third grade, there was a bully and I walked right up to that bully and I said, hey, we're from the same people. Okay, we're the same people. We're both from the bushes. And you're going to walk into a restaurant without me. You're a bully. And I made it nice. I mean, you better back it up. You better back it up.
She was talking to a wall the whole time.
So Sonia comes and she sees Tenzin. She goes, oh, look at you. Take me back to the circus, honey. God, these ladies are such bitches. At the bullying thing. So Sonia's like, oh, Leah, hi. I'm so glad we had a conversation about that whole thing about me putting you in an amazing outfit and you being upset about it. I was so off base with that.
Is it possible I misread the weird, shady shit that she sent me? Possibly, probably not. But it's not like she fucked my man. I mean, she sent me pajamas. I can get over that.
Yeah.
Wait, did she fuck Rob? No. Okay, good.
Yeah, so Dorinda is talking to Luann now. She's like, oh, well, she not drinking now? I mean, it's hot now, right? Because he's not being watched. Look at this. Luann's drinking. Look, no police. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? You could have a whole fifth of Tito's right now. Nobody would know the difference. Isn't that amazing? How does that feel?
You know what's
Nobody
funny?
Can see you.
You know what? I can hold this cup right up to you. Like, right under your nose, you can smell those sweet, sweet aromas of alcohol. And no one would get mad. No one would get mad if you had just the smallest little ship. Isn't that hilarious? No man in the watchtower.
And Ramona's like, you know what she's doing? She's taking it one day at a time, day by day. And Luann goes, well, Jacques said I'm doing a great job. And, you know, he says I'm doing great. And she's like, that's sweet. And Dorinda goes, you know what? I said it before and I say it again. You're not an alcoholic. Look how I'm holding this right under your nose and you're not even... Okay, you just spit on my face. Okay. But you're not salivating. That was a gleek, not a salivation, all right?
Listen. You're not an alcoholic. Tom drove you to drink, okay? Literally, he drove you to drink. Like, you know what? Everything that happened was so fast, it was so furious, and you're stealing cars, and Vin Diesel's like, hurry up, call me actress, and you're driving away, and it's hard. And, you know, you did what we all do. You turned to the tipple. I'm like, not everyone does that, Dorinda. Not everyone, when they're stressed, just gets wasted to the point where they get arrested. I mean, people do that, but she's like, you know, it's just what happens in life. You know, you get stressed and then, you know, you turn to the tip. We're like icebergs, you know?
She's just so over the top trying to get her to drink again. Oh my God. It's like horrifying and cringy, but also so amazing just because it's the show. So Luann's like, well, yeah, I need a drink. Is this water? I'm going to, no, Luann, don't do it. It's pure vodka. And she's like, first drink ever in years. Ooh,
I
God.
Got this one.
Oh, God.
It tastes so good.
Oh, God.
I hope everyone enjoyed me pretending that this was water because I knew all along. That was acting.
So she drinks it and the music's like, dun, 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 dun. And then she drinks more. And she's like, oh, that's good. And Dorinda's like, there you go. It's over. All right. Now let the curse be lifted because we're done now. Let's just take him home. Luann's back. Let's have a party. Welcome home, the Queen of Prime. It's Luann drinking again, baby.
The downward spiral starts right now. And then Luann turned into me the first time I ever got drunk, okay? Because I remember the first time I got drunk and I drank a beer, like the first time I took a sip, and then I had all that nervous body energy where I was sort of like hunched over and like looking left and right being like, yeah, I mean, it's normal. I mean, it's fine. I'm taking it day by day. No one's watching me in the watchtower. I'm fine. I'm chill right now. I'm totally chill. I was like, oh my God, Luann, you have so many thoughts going through your mind right now, because she knew she was going to be drinking tonight on camera. She knew what she was doing, but she still was thinking like, what are my children going to say? Can I save Taco Tuesday? What's going to happen? Do I still have the yacht? Oh my God.
And so Ramona goes, you know what? It was bound to happen. She's going to drink. She's allowed to drink. She's an adult. And Dorinda's like,
that's it. It's over. People build it up, Luann. They build it up. And I say, it doesn't matter. No one cares. Everyone has faith in you, Luann.
So she goes, and Dorinda just keeps going and going. And she's like, yeah, no more drinking. I'm just kidding. Have some more if you want to. She's like, fucking doesn't
Dorinda busts out like a new hand motion. She starts going, no one's judging you. No one cares. And she busts out because we know when she does the finger thing, she does that thing. And this one, we know that she does the pointing also, right? This one was the I'm shaking out ketchup. She started going, no one cares. No one cares. No one's judging you, Luann. No one cares. She just like keeps moving her hand like this, like she's just trying to get invisible ketchup out of the jar. No one cares. No one cares at all.
When she gets mad, she'll hit the 57. She'll be like, no one cares. Right, Luann?
What you gotta do is you just gotta do a quick thing like that. Oh, look, invisible ketchup all over you.
And Luann goes, well, to have a sip of vodka and not get arrested is amazing. And then she tells Elise, she goes, oh, well, I had a sip, Elise. Whatever, I'm not on probation anymore. And Elise is like, but you're an AA, right? Dorinda goes,
you left the judge and jury, Elise, right? You left the judge and jury.
I mean, I am. Actors Anonymous. Yes, I am in that one. Yes.
Actors Anonymous. It's like the dumbest organization for an actor. They're like, why doesn't anybody just know my name yet? How am I not a household name? Because you're anonymous, you fucking dipshit.
And Lisa's like, I know I'm not judging, but if you're an AA, maybe like drinking is something you want to resist? I don't know. And then Dorinda goes, Yishin. People do things, okay? Mind your own garden. I'll tell you what garden's very minded. The one on the Upper East Side that has a gate that's still standing. Yeah, garden. Gate still standing.
And Elise tells us, so I know they're drinking buddies, but she is an AA, and I would think that if that's your friend, that you'd want to make sure that you're supporting them. Like, she's totally confused. So then they bring up Luann, and Dorinda is like, wow, you know, this organization, there's so many organizations being represented here. I mean, people who were bullied, people who have been to prison. I can invest in stuff, I can tell. Have you ever been to prison, a bullied, or were you in comedy? I'm like, those three all actually go together really well, now that you say it like that, you know?
Usually the bully leads to the comedy, and the comedy leads to whatever issue that takes you to prison. Yeah. Yeah, keep an eye out for us. So Luann's like, well, Chanel, from failed Bravo stardom, let me tell you something. I've been keeping a diary. It's a little bit I do on my show. And here's a diary entry. Would you like to hear it? Would everyone like to hear it? I heard one clap. Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Dear diary, I shot myself in the foot about having two Bellinis on Easter Sunday, and now I have to blow in a device that detects alcohol 5 times a day. Well, 6 if you include my boyfriend. Hey-o, just had some vodka.
Now, welcome to stage. I never fucked a pirate. And Sonia stands up and she's like, she did fuck the pirate. She did. And she sits down. She's like, he told me that she did.
So now it's time for Jacques. And he's like, oh, yes. So the pirate, he couldn't raise his flag. Is that what you're saying? And Luann's, oh, he did raise his flag. But he raised it for Sonia. And everyone's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Jacques' comedy, oh God. He's like, well, as an immigrant, I was bullied for my name because my name is spelled J-A-Q-U-E. I'm like, I'm bored. Get off. Get off. Spelling. No spelling but in comedy, don't. Jacques.
All no, right. no. But listen it. You don't pronounce the S at the end, you know? So it's Jacques-ass. Eh? You know, I was drinking some Pinot Grigio, and I was like, whoa, what would happen if you took the G out? Then it'll be Pinot Grigio, like an original wine. Eh?
Awkward. And Dorinda knows right when to cut him off, too, because right when he's going, you know, it is hard to be a French man in America. And Dorinda's like, so you think my acting is great in that?
She just stopped listening.
Like, I'm sorry. She just starts talking. No one is going to sit here and listen to your plight of being a Frenchman in America. Okay, you privileged ass.
You know, when you're a wine merchant and you have the hair of your ex-girlfriend, things can be difficult, you know? Hey, what's the deal with flat croissants in America? Or as they call them, a toast. Eh? Eh? Eh?
So Dorinda's like, so you think my idea is great? And Cindy's like, you mean the idea about us going to lunch together? I don't know that she should come because maybe we should just go together. She's, you're supposed to say the idea is great. Don't invite Dorinda to any show you do ever, because this is fucking Dorinda in every show she goes to. She's never been quiet for one person's show.
Never. Never. So even Jacques is like, crazy lady on the front row. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I'm the one on stage making a very good joke about caviar. Eh? You care to listen?
I was listening. It's these cackling bitches that need to shut up. So then we get to see the other comics come up. And there's this girl named Remy who comes up and she's like, as you know, I have a podcast about how I've never had an orgasm. And Sonia's like,
and Janelle's like, let's give a shout out to Remy's boyfriend. He's in the audience. And Remy's like, why? Why would you do that?
A whole podcast about never having an orgasm. Jesus
Christ.
Which
is like the most Brooklyn podcast ever. And then there's another guy who's up there. He's like, so this guy's coming towards me. And I pivot past him. And I go to the platform as fast as my Crocs will let me. And then you just can see everyone's like, can we have the French guy making jokes about pain au chocolat back,
no
please?
You made Jacques look like fucking Steve Harvey. Ramona's
just
there.
Like shopping for shoes on her phone. And another girl, she's like, I'm going to bring a different energy, okay, if that's okay. And Luan's like, yeah, it's going to be a non-star celebrity energy. Great, go, do it.
Yeah, that girl was terrible. I didn't even write down what she said. I was like, you're terrible. Your energy's worse than the rest. Get out.
She goes, I have something called trichotillomania. It's a disorder where you pull the hair out of your head. You just see Ramona be like, whoa, to tell you the truth, this is kind of boring, okay? Like, you know what? I'm going to stand up in the middle of her joke and aggressively walk to the bathroom, okay?
Yeah. And Sonya goes, I can read a room. And let me tell you, it was dead. It was dead. Like,
what part of people not laughing and like deafening silence told you that it was dead?
And why were Leanne, why were, not a roast. That's what we
not
needed.
A roast.
Not a roast.
Not a comedy show.
Why were Luann and Chanel sitting on stage the whole time? It was so weird. They're sitting right behind the comics at a table. Just
nothing made sense. That tiny little stage, the tiny little stage that I thought Jacques was going to fall off of, which would have been the funniest thing, especially because, you know, if he falls off, he's like, wrong, 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 wrong. You know, that's how he falls over. Oh, bien sûr, I fell over.
So after the show, everybody's, you know, partying, and Sonya's telling someone, oh, you know, I told Luann I'm not drinking. Isn't it funny? I'm not drinking, and now she's drinking. And she tells us, the last thing I want is Luann drinking again. Without me. I love farting with my girl,
I've never found enabling to be so entertaining. Like, I just feel like this is all so wrong, and I am so into it. They're just like, yeah, off the wagon and into the juice.
It's so funny.
So they all start going down that slide that Hannah and Luke went down. So Tinsley's like, oh, it feels good to be going down. Oh, Tinsley, it's been so many years since you've been allowed to go down a slide. How does it feel, Tinsley? Did you rupture your uterus? Don't do that. Still some baby-making years left in it, Tinsley.
Look at Tinsley going down a slide to nowhere just like her life. I'm so proud of you, Tinsley.
Oh, Changeling, look, they made something about your career. Now go slide down it.
So Tinsley's telling Leah she wants to go back to Martin, the boxing coach.
Yeah.
And Tinsley's like, yeah, I want to work on myself. I mean, you can set me up with a man, but not yet, okay? And Ramona's like, whoa, what? Did you see a man, Tinsley?
Crazy. Man. What? Whoa. My mind was already blown when I slid down the elevator, okay? But now I'm hearing this, and I'm like, whoa, can't believe it. Kai?
It's like, usually Tinsley will stay till the bitter end, okay? And Dorinda is on the nose. Dorinda's on the slide, just making Dorinda noises all the way down the slide. You just hear,
Someone tell John he can't do this, okay? It will not fit, okay? So then she comes down the slide, and then she walks over. She walks over to the women as if her scene was shot in reverse, and then they played it. Like, she had walked backwards, and they're playing it in reverse. She's like, hey, so I just had two shots of tequila and went down the slide. I'm feeling pretty good. Who wants to fight with Tinsley?
And so Dorinda's like, all right, we're having a lunch on Thursday, regularly. And she goes, she's apprehensive. You see her? Look, Tinsley's apprehensive. You see that, Lee? Tinsley's apprehensive. You see that?
Look at her. She's nervous. She's nervous. It was like that time she went to the circus and totally screwed it up, and everyone was better at the circus than she was. That's what she looks like right there.
Yeah. And Leah's like, well, you are a little bit intimidating. And she goes, I'm not intimidating. Dorinda, you're intimidating, okay? And she goes, you know what she said? You're intimidated by me. And she said, no, I said you're intimidating, Dorinda. She goes, yeah, you think she's intimidated by me, right? And Leah goes, you're scary as hell, okay? Have you seen yourself?
Well, am I scary? Am I scary? She's like, no, not really. And I was like, like, go ask that cab driver in the montage if Ramona's scary.
Yeah. So Dorinda's like, Leah thinks Tinsley is intimidated by me. Well, of course she is. Tinsley is intimidated by me. Like, what?
Oh, there's a butterfly on my arm.
And Ramona's like, you're scarier than me. Well, Tinsley's like, I'm just saying that you don't have to be there. Like, if we're going to work it out, maybe we should go talk to each other. Because, like, we're having problems, but, like, not everyone needs to be there.
I think that's a bad idea. I don't think they're going to get anywhere. I think they do need Leah's help. And Dorinda's like, no, you're like, listen. Having Leah there, that's a positive. She's been able to access you because apparently there is something interesting about you and she found it. So I want to know what that is also.
I wanted to show me exactly where it is, all right?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're the first iceberg I've met that actually is shallower on the bottom than is on the top.
Mm. So Dorinda's like, you know what? Everything I've done with you, Tinsley, is not questionably. And Tinsley's like, I'm so sick of people telling me I can't do things.
And then we have this random shot of Luann and Ramona playing ping pong, which you know was totally a grudge match for all their tennis games in the past. They were trying to be like, oh, this is just carefree, just a cabaret star playing with crazy lady across the way. Whoa. You'll see Maven playing cabaret wannabe, Kai. You know, there was years on the line with that one.
And Ramona just keeps hitting balls everywhere. And Luann goes, how many balls do you need, Ramona? She goes, I need a lot of balls. I'm like, yes, Ramona, you're very sexy right now. Okay. Some old lady standing at a ping pong, hitting ping pongs all against the wall. I need balls, Kai. I'm like, yes, you're super sexy, Ramona, nailing it over there.
So now Dorinda's mad. She's mad that she's been called intimidating, and she's also mad that her plan is falling apart. She's like, you know what? I'm going to leave. I came here with good intentions. She knows I came with good intentions, and I came with good intentions to humiliate you, and this is what I get in return. I'm leaving.
Yeah, and Lindsay's like, then why do you keep yelling at me? So Dorinda's hugging everybody and kissing them, and she tells Elise, she's like, I'm not staying, because if I get mad, I'm going to get super mad, right? And you know it, Elise, you know it. And Elise is like, yeah, okay, go ahead and go. And so now Tinsley's just ready to fight, so she's fighting for no reason. Like, there's no reason to not just say, let's go to lunch. Sounds great, you know?
That's like, I can talk. I'm a big girl. I can talk on my own. Yeah, well, have you ever put up a gate that's still standing years later? No. Well, point to Rinda. Point to Rinda.
Yeah, well, has Tutankhamun written you a good Google review? I don't think so. All right, Desmond Tutu.
That's what I meant to say. Sorry. So then Leah leaves us with the last line of the night, which is like some Leah knowledge when she's like, they don't need a mediator. They need a miracle.
Wah, 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 wah. I learned that one from the nunnery.
That brings us to the end of New York. I mean, this wasn't the most exciting episode, but then they showed the previews for the next episode, and it looks pretty great.
I thought it was pretty funny. I was definitely laughing a lot this episode. I mean, also, don't forget that we are coming off the heels of some crazy, crazy episodes, some of the craziest in the history
of
the show.
Well, that's just it. You know, I mean, you watch those, and then this one, it's like, oh, that, you know, they go to lunch, Dorinda's sad, and then they have a comedy night, you know?
Yeah. Well, whatever. We got Jacques. We got Chanel. And, you know, if Bravo knew it was right for them, they would give us princesses back. Like, I don't know why we don't have a second season of that already. All right. So let's get
Chanel
that back.
Pretty much proved that she did. She wasn't interesting. She had a lot of screen time. She could have been more interesting. Love you, Chanel. Love you.
Let's work on the wig. Also, let's get a better wig.
Chanel, let's work on Princesses Long Island. You guys are all older now. I want to see what happened to everybody from that show. Like, work harder, Chanel.
Seriously.
Come on.
Work harder. Come on, Chanel. You can do it.
Well, everybody, we sure love you. Thank you for being a part of this. It's been really fun reading your comments the whole time and stealing your jokes.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next week.
Bye. Yeah, bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.